And then I thought, what's next? So at that point, the most successful film in history had been The Sound of Music. So it had by then been running for a year in the cinemas. It was just about to finish. And I remember Maggie Martin and I went out to the Boondocks to see it again. And on the way back, I said, I can't bear that Julie Andrews. She drives me mad. And Maggie said, I don't know how you're going to do that, love. You're a bit big for Julie. A bit big for that. So I went home and had another bottle of gin and woke up with another inspiration. And I decided I would play the Mother Superior in Act 1, the Baroness in Act 2, and that Maria would simply become a chorus girl. And that's the way that I did it. And that was terribly funny. That was a really terrific show.
It's called?
The Sound of Mucus.
Mucus, yeah.
Of course. And it was, this is the sort of beginning of the Purple Onion legend, I suppose, is that it was, that was the sort of, these days you'd satirise Big Brother or something like that. In those days, it was The Sound of Music was the best known film ever. And we had nuns' numbers, we had Nazis in it. We did the number from the producers, Springtime for Hitler. When the Nazis invaded Austria and they all had to flee, we did Springtime for Hitler. So I was fairly well organised with music. We had wonderful things. I managed even to find a musical version of an aria called Caranome. I did the other thing too, which was always hysterical, was at the end of Act 1, after the Maria and Captain Von Trapp had met in a sort of ballet sequence, that number provided time for everybody in the cast to get into nuns' costumes. And then I came out as the Mother Superior and got onto the microphone and started doing nun recruiting. And this became such a popular segment in the show. People were offering me money if they could be a nun. So we had some very simple nuns' costumes, extra ones, back in the dressing room that just sort of, you know, went on over whatever you were wearing. And I would go around recruiting for the Immaculate Order of St. Beatrice. And I'd choose from the volunteers, I'd choose another 8 or 10 or 12 people out of the audience, and they'd all go back to the dressing room. And then the finale of Act 1 was the Nuns' Chorus, done by Joan Sutherland in German, with the most wonderful orchestral background. And we'd come on in procession carrying candles. I only trusted the girls in the show to carry the candles, the audience nuns. Mm. They were sort of slotted in between the others, and we'd do this, and I would be on stage doing this number. The others would all come on in procession. They'd parade around the dance floor, right down at the dance floor, through the audience, all that sort of thing, being with the audience nuns being led by the girls in the show and things like that. And then finally, they would all get into line, into procession. We'd all have their candles and things there like that. I would suddenly turn round and kneel down and raise my eyes to heaven as the number was finishing, and out of the sky fell Black Leslie dressed as the flying nun. Curtain! The screaming and the shouting used to go on for 10 minutes. It was a really terrific theatrical effect, and I think that was Maggie Martin. We cut a hole in the floor from upstairs and put a rope and a pulley up there and persuaded Silly Black Leslie that she would be perfectly safe at the end of that rope.